left in the first quarter. Northwestern 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
3 minutes, 2 seconds left in the first quarter. Northwestern 7, Wisconsin 3, and the Wildcats about to start their second possession at their 32-yard line.
I think you saw some good stuff on that first drive, and then you ran it. Braylon, be curious. You know, Braylon, I give him a ton of credit. He is sucking it up today, like you said, Matt. 3 carries for 3 yards so far. What you'd like to see is him get some positive stuff going, because it's right now it's tough sledding, and it's going to be tough sledding. Northwestern, I give that front, and I know this Wisconsin offensive staff respects the heck out of what Northwestern does up front. Going to be tough sledding. I think you're going to need to see a little bit more perimeter run game, especially to kind of soften up that middle to get this run game going, because right now it's been tough sledding.
Which is one thing we saw from Cade Iacomelli last week.
We did.
He's got the speed to hit the edge. So
just got lost with the putting it on the turf.
Yep. First and 10 for the Wildcats. Kurtz, wide right, motions to the left. Cam Porter, the running back, snap to Ben Bryant, fakes the handoff, pressured by Paez. Bryant flush to his left, and he's going to race to the boundary and gets tagged out of bounds by Jordan Turner, getting him just early enough at the 31-yard line. You hold your breath there. No flag thrown. It's a loss of one.
I tell you something, if that's on the Northwestern sideline, I think they're probably going to flag that. It's very close. I think I like the no call. Obviously, it worked for us. Nice job by Paez, beating his guy right off the snap. Couldn't quite get him down. Luckily, there, Wisconsin did pick up a 15-yarder.
It'll be a second and 10. They mark it back at the 32-yard line. Bryant takes the snap, hands off Cam Porter across the 35-yard line. And he is taken down by Jordan Turner at the 38. So a gain of 6 for Porter. And it's 3rd and 4. The Wildcats to that opening possession, as Tausch mentioned, 4 of 4 on 3rd down. Well, here's another 3rd down coming up.
And this has been the struggle point when Wisconsin's defense, obviously getting off the field on 3rd down is what every defense is trying to do. But you start feeling a little bit, and what happens, the opposing offense gets into a rhythm. That's why you have to get off quick.
2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Snap to Ben Bryant, looking left, throwing left. Caught by Cam Johnson, breaks 2 tackle attempts and gets the 1st down. Roller brings him down at the 43 or 44. They mark at the 44 of Northwestern, and the Cats are now 5 of 5 on 3rd down.
Yeah, and Wisconsin brought some pressure. Northwestern did a nice job of picking it up late and just getting rid of the football. Another missed tackle that allows Northwestern to keep their drive going.
A minute 35 left of the first quarter. 7-3 Northwestern. Trips to the right on first and 10 for the Wildcats at their own 44. Bryant will take. Hands off Porter. Breaks through to the 50, to the 45. And he'll blast his way to the 43 of Wisconsin. Hunter Waller and Jordan Turner on the tackle. Boy, that is an explosive run from Cam Porter, as he is not shying away from contact.
No, he is. He's built that way, and you can see he's running through the hole hard. Wisconsin is going to recognize early, if you don't bring your feet with you, you're not getting him down on the ground. Another missed tackle by Wisconsin's defense.
He's 5'10", 220 pounds, and gets another handoff off the left side of the line. Austin Brown, the other number nine. Austin Brown, the safety, up to make the tackle at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin. That's a five-yard run, second and five for Northwestern.
Yeah, and again, you had him, and he still didn't get tackled. He ended up running him out of bounds. He is a load, and you're going to have to start bringing it. You're kind of getting the same vibe I felt last week in that first quarter defensively, which I don't like.
Nope. Anthony Tyus in the backfield now. Three receivers right, one on the left. Ryan will hand it to Tyus. Up the left hash marks, falling forward. Penalty marker flies. Tyus taken down at about the 32 of Wisconsin. You had Barton and Neal among others in there, but see, and Peterson think, as well. I think it's coming back,
it
though.
It is, yeah. I think Ben Barton did a really nice job of selling the hold there.
Jerry McGinn is the referee.
Personal foul, face mask, defense, number 68, 15-yard penalty be added on the end of the run, automatic first down.
He got held, too. Look at him. Look at him. He's outside of it. You see how he flailed his arm back. There was some hands to the face, there's no doubt. There's also a big hold. Now, I probably wouldn't be advocating if it was on the other side, but unfortunate break went against Wisconsin there.
17 seconds left in the first quarter. 7-3 Northwestern. First and 10 for the Wildcats at the Wisconsin 17-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. Right back to throw. Corner pressure coming. Right side pass caught by Kurtz inside the 15-yard line. And he is thrown out of bounds by Jason Maitre at the 12 on a gain of 5. And that'll be the final play of the first quarter. Well, Northwestern, we talked about them being a pretty good story in this league. And they have had a pretty good first quarter here at Camp Randall Stadium. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. At the end of one, Northwestern 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matsumat here for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizzas. This Veterans Day, we honor all of those who courageously, selflessly, and humbly served or are currently serving the United States of America. Leaving your families and loved ones to perform the duty that you were called to for the sake of our country is nothing short of heroic, and for that, we hold you in high regard. Thank you for the sacrifice you made so that we, as Americans, can enjoy the liberties we have today. Thank you for your determination to grant us the freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. You have our support, our gratitude, and most of all, you have our thanks.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller, a little quick scoreboard update in the Big Ten earlier today. Michigan used the heavy throwing arm of J.J. McCarthy, 7 of 8 for 60 yards in the game. Michigan wins their game at Penn State 24-15. Illinois won in overtime that Tausch loves, 48-45. Illinois beat the Hoosiers. And currently, Iowa, you're going to be surprised by this, they're scoreless against Rutgers, 4 minutes to play in the first, Matt.
First team to six. 7-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin as we get ready for the second quarter on this Veterans Day. And this is a day that has great meaning to all of us, and in particular, a couple of Badgers as we send it down for more with Patrick Herb.
You mentioned in the pregame that Marty Stry ran out with an American flag. That's not the norm here. Some schools do many flags when they run out, but that's not the norm. That was special today because it's Veterans Day, but it's also special who was carrying it, in that it was Marty Stry. He's from a military family. His father, Major Jeffrey Stry, served in the U.S. Marine Corps. His grandfather also served in the Navy. He's one of several players on this team that have military connections, as you can imagine. Bryson Green is another one. His father served for many years as well, and he grew up, he considers himself a military brat, growing up in a military family as well. So there have been several touches in this stadium. The goalposts are wrapped with American flags. There are stickers on the pylons to commemorate Veterans Day. And the coin, as you talked about, Tausch, had a Veterans Day feel for it too. And just in stadium, they honored those who have served currently or have served in the past. They're very due that honor.
All right, thank you very much, Patrick. We get ready for the second quarter in Northwestern, leading 7-3 and threatening for more. It'll be a second down and 5 at the Wisconsin 12-yard line. Ben Bryant, 9 of 10 through the air in the first quarter for 67 yards. His first appearance since September 30th when he was injured at Penn State. And there's a little sweep to A.J. Henning trying to hit the left corner, and Ricardo Holman will help force the issue. And Henning is forced out of bounds at the 11-yard line of Wisconsin, a gain of 1, bringing up third down and 4. So here we go again, another third down situation. The Cats were 5 of 5 in quarter number 1.
Oh, I love what Rico did there. That is not an easy thing to do as a corner. You have to take on that block, and you have to keep your outside arm free. You can't allow that to get hooked. He continued to ride and ride and ride, not letting Northwestern turn up the field, and then bringing him down. Beautiful, beautifully executed by Rico.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Now Thomas Gordon, the tight end. Motions wing on the left side. Lausch in there at quarterback. He hands off to Cam Porter. Hits the left side of the line, gets the first down. Austin Brown on the stop at the 5-yard line. First and goal, Northwestern. They went with Jack Lausch, who's been a bit of a wildcat quarterback for them. Ben Bryant is in there now. First and goal for the Cats, a minute gone by in the second period.
Yeah, it's 6 for 6 now on third down, and you can't win a lot of games doing that, so you have to find a way to get off the field. There's a nice job by Northwestern getting up to that second level.
There you go, two tight ends. They got A.J. Henning to the left, Cam Johnson to the right. Henning will motion into the backfield as Brian hands off to Porter off the right side of the line and fights his way to the goal line. No signal yet, very close to it. And they're going to rule him down just shy of the goal line. Second and goal, Northwestern.
Yeah, Northwestern's just playing more physical up front right now. There's more space. That was just put my foot in the ground and lower my head and pound. And he's very close. I think he's short, but it is the ball crossed the line. Looks like his knee maybe was down right before, but very close. A good finish by Porter.
Second and goal, about a foot away at most. And they'll go with three tight ends now. And an eye back with a fourth tight end playing fullback. Bryant under center and fakes the handoff, rolls right. He'll run it in. Touchdown, Northwestern. Ben Bryant, officially a 1-yard touchdown run, make it 13-3, the Wildcats.
Yeah, sold that well, had everybody piled up into the middle and basically booted out. Nobody there. We had one guy to cover two, the runner, and there was a guy out on the backside in the end zone. Put him in a tough spot. Really nice sell there by Bryant, and he decided to run it in, hop through, and put Wisconsin in a big hole early.
The Wildcats dominating things after Wisconsin got a field goal on its first possession. Northwestern, two possessions, two touchdowns as the PAT is good. An 11-play, 68-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 8 seconds, and we'll take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 12:54 left of the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Today's game against Northwestern marks the 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game for the University of Wisconsin and is sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 12:54 left in the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 3, to say the least. This is the danger zone for Wisconsin. You've got to get things back in order here. The wheels are starting to fall off. We'll see what kind of answer the Badgers can come up with now.
Yeah, you're feeling that angst in the stadium. I don't think anybody thought that Northwestern was going to, they're going to be a struggle. I felt like today was going to be a real struggle moving the football. And Northwestern is having no issues. They got 132 yards already. And again, it all comes back to third downs. And the fact when you're going 6-for-6 like they did and then executing at this level and they're winning the battle up front, you factor all of those things in, and that's how you find yourself in a 14-3 deficit. So I thought coming in, starting fast, getting some confidence, now you'll find out about your football team because you're up against it. You need to have, the offense needs to pick up the defenses back here on this next drive.
Northwestern came into the game converting 39% of the time on third down, so nothing to write home about, but just gave the numbers here today. Yeah, today, a lot to write home about. Vinny Anthony is deep, ready to accept the kick. Henry Helms in the air. Anthony waits for it. He'll catch right side at the 13 across the 15, 20. Anthony 25, 30. Anthony to the 35-yard line up near the 40. So a good return there from Vinny Anthony. Good field position for the Badgers. They will start at about their 37-yard line after a 26-yard return.
And it can just be something as simple as that. I think this team is always looking for a little spark. And when you're reeling a little bit and the defense, which you're counting on, gives up more than you anticipate. All right, special teams, give us a jolt. And now the offense is sitting here with great field position to get started here. We need to go down and get some points.
And Cade Iacomelli is in there at running back. Three receivers left, one on the right. First down handoff, Iacomelli off the left side. Bryce Gallagher is there to close the door at about the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. A gain of about 3, second down and a long 7. You talked about it, Taos, trying to maybe get some stuff done off the perimeter here if you can. Iacomelli would easily be the best candidate in the running back room to try to get something done in that regard. On second down, faking the handoff is Mordecai. Fires to the left. That's caught at the 50-yard line. C.J. Williams checked out of bounds at the 49 of Northwestern. First down, Wisconsin.
A little play fake there. Pulled a guard out to block a defensive end. Got Northwestern to suck up a little bit. Gave some space for C.J. Williams, and Mordecai put it right where he needed to.
Devin Turner over there on the coverage. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Northwestern 49-yard line. Skyler Bell slot to the right. Mordecai takes, hands off Iacomelli over the left side, and he gets chopped down. Devin Turner was in there along with Michael Kilbane on the defensive line. So a safety and a D lineman. Oof. That was wicked. Gain of 2 to the 47 of Northwestern, 2nd and 8.
Yeah, that was actually blocked okay. That was Fertney pulled from his right guard spot, got it. Northwestern had one guy too many.
On 2nd down, Mordecai throwing to Iacomelli, who was 1 of 3 lined up to the right, and Cade will make the catch, brought down at the 43 of Northwestern. They had Skyler Bell lined up in the backfield there, so they kind of flipped roles. 3rd down and 4, Wisconsin at the Wildcats 43-yard line. 11:17 left in the half, 14-3 Northwestern.
Easy pitch and catch there, and I'm thinking right now if I'm Coach Longo, I'm looking at this and saying this is 4-down territory, and I know that might sound crazy, but we're at 3rd and 4 here. I'd look at this as we got 2 plays.
Wisconsin 1 out of 3 so far on 3rd down. Skyler Bell in motion right to left. Play clock is at 5. Mordecai gets the snap. Northwestern sends 4. Right side pass caught by Hayden Rucci, and he is cut to the turf right away at the 42-yard line. It'll be a 4th down and 3 for Wisconsin. Well, that is great defensive work. Jaheim Joseph out of the secondary, and the Badgers are going to punt on 4th and 3 at the 42 of Northwestern.
Yeah, that was the fans obviously agreed with me on that, but that's why we're not down on the sideline. Beautiful job by Northwestern of understanding what Wisconsin is going to do and not letting Rucci get anything off of that catch.
Snap to Atticus Bertrams, and the kick is in the air. A.J. Henning will take the fair catch at the 10-yard line. So a timeout on the field as Wisconsin offense continues to struggle mightily. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 10 minutes, 13 seconds left of the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Need help with your garden projects? Looking for quality tools at a low price? Or looking to get started on painting a shed? Ace Hardware in Balsam Lake has the tools, supplies, and professionals to help you get it done. Located at 907 Frontage Road, Balsam Lake, stop in and take a look at the special offers and sales that are going on right now. Or learn more at www.acehardware.com. That's acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online to Revive like a Badger. Check out MuellerRevive.com. 10 minutes, 13 seconds left of the first half. Northwestern 14, Wisconsin 3. Northwestern's defense getting another stop. The offense for the Cats starting at their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, I think you look at a game, and I think coaches always have kind of an idea on how they anticipate things going, and you adjust your game plan accordingly. But I really felt like in that position, that was 4-down territory. Mm-hmm. You're down 14-3. Your defense is reeling a little bit. You need to have a spark, and unfortunately, we don't pick up much. So maybe if it's 4th and 1, maybe Luke Fickell thinks about going for it. But 4th and 3, you feel like, all right, I trust my defense. Your punter does a nice job of getting it down to the 10, and now you go. But at some point here, it's 14-3. We're going to need to see something big. We need to see a big play because the stadium, not very – you bring your own juice. We need to bring some juice here.
Yep, juice is lacking right now. Alexander Smith in at cornerback opposite Ricardo Holman. First down, handoff. Hyman off the left side, gets away from Ricardo Holman. 20, 25, 30, outside the numbers, 35, 40. And Hyman up across the 40-yard line. Austin Brown takes him to the boundary at the 42 of the far side. A 32-yard run for Joseph Hyman. First and 10 for the Wildcats.
I just complimented Rico before, making sure he kept contained. That time, he got a little bit nosy. He took one step down too far and then couldn't get him down on the ground. Way too much space.
First down, handoff. Hyman again. He spins away from Alexander Smith across the 45, and Jake Chaney pops him out of bounds at the 47 or 48-yard line. You know, more missed tackles in Northwestern, making Wisconsin pay.
Yeah, it's a combination of a bunch of stuff right now. We saw the miscommunication or missed assignment on the touchdown, but just way too many missed tackles as we're 9.5 minutes left to go in the first half here. That needs to get cleaned up, or this thing could get away from us quick.
Second and 5, Northwestern at its own 47-yard line. Bryant play fake, throws, and it's through the hands of Bryce Kurtz. Incomplete. Alexander Smith on the coverage. Kurtz got his hands on it, but could not make the play. Third and 5, Northwestern at its own 47.
I don't want to be overly dramatic here, but this needs to be a stop.
It's third and 5. This has been the average for Northwestern in going 6 for its first 6. 9:16 left in the half, 14-3 Northwestern. Slot left, slot right. Cam Porter, the running back. A little pressure up the middle. They pick it up. Bryant throws right side, caught by Henning, and he's wrestled down by Maitrey. That'll be a first down for Northwestern. Make it 7 out of 7. They'll mark it at the 47 of Wisconsin. The Cats needed 5. They got 6.
Wisconsin brought pressure, and I give their tailback a lot of credit. He put his nose right in there. Took the blitzing linebacker on, gave him enough time to pick up that first down.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Play fake. Bryant again back to throw. Plenty of time now under some pressure. Flush to his right, and he'll throw it up and away. Incomplete. Good enough coverage there because Bryant had some time to scan. No one available, and they'll live for second and 10 at the 47 of Wisconsin.
So Cam Porter, I like what I'm seeing. Unfortunately, I like way too much of his running style. And again, had a little blitz came off by Maitrey there off the slot, and he stuck his nose in, buried him, and gave him a little bit of time. I know that was, now it's second and 10, but we were expecting to get there. Northwestern's doing a nice job of picking up the blitzes.
On second down, faking the handoff. Now a pump from Ben Bryant. He'll shoot it to the right, wide open. Nero, the catch, brought down by Hunter Waller inside the 30 of Wisconsin. They'll mark at the 28-yard line on a gain of 19. And Northwestern with another threat, leading 14-3 with 8:25 left in the half.
Just not able to get any pressure if we're not bringing people. And Northwestern's doing a good job of picking up the blitz. But when Wisconsin is choosing to rush 3 or 4, there's just way too much time. That was way too much time to allow Northwestern to sit into that zone and make an easy pitch and catch.
Bryant 11 of 14 through the air here in this first half. Three receivers left, one on the right. Marshall Lang in motion to the right. Here's the handoff to Cam Porter off the right side, and Jordan Turner comes up to take him to the turf at the 26 of Wisconsin. A gain of 2 for Porter, who entered the game averaging 3.6 yards per carry. Well, he has what? 9 totes for 59 yards so far this afternoon. Make it 60. They mark at the 25 of Wisconsin. Second down and 7. Halfway through the second quarter. 14-3 Northwestern. Second down. Bryant takes a snap. Hands to Porter. And not much there. He squeezed maybe a yard. Alexander Smith was there, along with C.J. Goetz. And it's third down and 6 at the Badger 24.
There you saw a little bit there, a little bit of you just holding at the point and then some rallying to the football, which is something we haven't seen a ton. So now broken record here, but another third down there, 7 of 7. Can we please get a stop?
Tausch is begging. Three receivers left, one on the right. Anthony Tyus in at running back. Cam Johnson is out wide to the right, covered up by Alexander Smith. Snap to Bryant, looking right, throwing right, deep ball. Johnson caught it, touchdown Northwestern. He got by Alexander Smith. Cam Johnson, his third touchdown reception of the year. And the Wildcats are breaking this open in the second quarter.
Again, Wisconsin brought pressure, which I like. It's just not working. But Northwestern picks it up. You get one-on-one coverage. And he threw a really nice ball. We got a beat by a step. And now trouble, trouble, trouble.
And a penalty marker. I think at the end of the play, here's the call.
Sideline warning on Northwestern. They're first of the game. The next infraction will result in a yardage penalty.
We need it.
Just a brutal first quarter and a half plus here for Wisconsin. 20-3 Northwestern. Extra point coming up from Jack Olson, senior out of Wheaton, Illinois. And the kick is in the air, and the kick is good. A nine-play, 90-yard drive that took 3.5 minutes. That drive got off to a great start on a 32-yard run from Joseph Hyman. We'll take a break. 6:41 left in the first half. Northwestern 21, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 6 minutes, 41 seconds left in the first half. And it's been all Northwestern ever since Wisconsin took the opening kickoff, drove down for a field goal. Since then, all Cats, 21-3 Northwestern.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of everything that you'd want if you're Luke Fickell. So we've been up here saying, can we please get off the field on third down? Well, the answer's been no. 8 of 8. Can we please convert third downs to keep drives alive? The answer's been very, very few and far between. Been able to get some points. This is desperation time, in my opinion. I think Wisconsin needs to figure whatever you have in that toolbox, time to unload it, because you can feel it. The fans, you can feel it on the sideline. Things are getting away from you. Those wheels that we were talking about. The hubcaps are flying around.
Keep in
lug
mind,
nuts. I guess the lug nuts.
The lug nuts.
Nuts are not in a good spot right now.
It's a Northwestern team that averages 20 points a game, and right now it is 21.
Yeah, I was off on that pregame. I said first one to 20. I meant 40.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Okay. Well, you know what? So we've seen this before. Obviously defensively, they've kind of tightened up those lug nuts. Offensively, we've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go down, like at Illinois, you're down 14. You go down and get some points. Things can change quickly, but you have to get started.
And Northwestern kicking off again. This one is popped up to the near side. It's Marty Stry, 30, 35. Stry across the 40. And up to the 42-yard line. One of the team captains, Marty Stry, trying to give his team good field position. There is an injured Northwestern Wildcat right now. Left leg. I think we're going to go ahead and take a full commercial break, so we'll go ahead and do that with 6 minutes 38 seconds left in the first half. It's Northwestern 21, Wisconsin 3. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
The injured Wildcat is Coco Azuma. Part of that kick cover team. He's also one of their starting safeties, so he is being taken into the medical tent, the Northwestern sideline. The Badgers will start the possession at their 42. 6:38 left in the half. 21-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, special teams wise, I don't know, you know, Northwestern's game plan coming in, but some short kicks. That time, Marty Stry, who you talk to everybody around here, Patrick, a great feature there about bringing the flag out and the military background and everything else. But the leadership, and he's not somebody that gets a ton of reps outside of special teams, but he just made a big play there to hopefully, again, we're just looking for a little jolt where the pendulum, however you want to call it, the momentum game, it's so swayed one way. You need to have somebody step up. Marty did a really nice job there of doing it. Now you're in position, but you have to do something with it. And right now, Northwestern dominating all phases of this football game.
Yeah, there's nothing fluky about what's happened so far.
No.
222 yards for the Wildcats, 86 for Wisconsin. Badgers 7 rushing attempts for 8 yards. Cade Iacomelli remains in there at running back. So Braylon tried, to his credit, but that is just, no, it hasn't been room to run for him either, but you just don't see that push.
No, it was going to be tough sledding. I love the fact that he gave it a go, and you know, he had 3 touches, but I feel like it's going to be a Iacomelli. We're going to have to start seeing this thing open up. And somebody's got to make a big play. It can't be everything so difficult to get any points. You need to make some big plays. Love to see one of the wideouts here pop and make a big play.
We got Vinny Anthony out wide to the left. Bryson Green to the right. Will Pauling slot to the right for the Wisconsin 42-yard line. Badgers move right to left of the second quarter. Play fake Mordecai. Back to throw. Has time. Throws to the left. That's caught by Pauling. 35-30 down the sideline of Northwestern. Taken out of bounds by Rod Hurd near the 25-yard line. There's a big play. Maybe that'll get something started. First and 10, Wisconsin.
Oh, really great protection. And then Mordecai put it beautifully right over his left shoulder. He could keep running with it. Big play that we just asked for.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left for the Northwestern 25. Mordecai fakes the swing pass, looks to throw. Left seam, sliding catch made by Will Pauling. No, it popped out of his hands, hit the turf. Incomplete at the 13-yard line. Make it second and 10, Wisconsin at the Northwestern 25.
And you want to wonder why this offense has struggled. And nothing against Will Pauling. He's been fantastic. But just an easy catch there. He slides, and it gets into his body a little bit, and it fumbles out. And that's how you stop drives instead of continue to try to go get points.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left on second down. Mordecai fakes the handoff, throws to the left. That's caught by Vinny Anthony, driven out of bounds by the safety Devin Turner at the 22-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 3, 3rd down and 7.
And the difference is, I mean, you had the drop by Will, which he had just made a big play. But the tackling, and you just feel it. Northwestern all up on top of our guys after the catch.
Here we go. A big 3rd and 7 at the Wildcats 22-yard line. Green, Bell, and Pauling to the right. Chimray, DK to the left. Iacomelli, the running back. Snap to Mordecai. Four-man Northwestern rush. Deep ball, left side, end zone. DK incomplete. Garnett Hollis on the coverage. As the Badgers take a shot to Chimray, who had a career day against Northwestern last year in Evanston. At 10 catches for a 185 and three touchdowns. Unable to hook up here, and Nathaniel Vakos is on to try a 40-yard field goal.
Northwestern's defender basically turned Chim into the one-armed bandit there, trying to come down with that football. I don't mind the no call. I would have liked to have seen it, but he limited Chim to only one hand right there.
40-yard try, left hash mark, snap ball down, kick in the air from Vakos, and it is no good. We'll hold it here with 5 minutes and 29 seconds left in the first half. It remains 21-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. Well, Vakos, before that kick, was 13 out of 15, and the misses had been from 53 and 54. But this is a misfire from 40 yards away, and now Northwestern will start at its 22-yard line.
Yeah, and You wonder why a team is struggling and how things can kind of get to where they're at. You get into a little bit of a rhythm, you make a big play, and then you have an easy pitch and catch, and you get the defense kind of back on their heels a little bit, and you drop one. Then you get in this position, and even just getting a field goal here, stepping at 21-6, you feel better about where you're at. You'd love to go down and get a touchdown. But no, and you miss it. And you're going to ask a defense that's reeling right now. And none of us thought that that was going to be the case coming into this game, but they're reeling and just want to give them a little bit of a life preserver. And then you miss the kick, you give it back. And now Northwestern, I guarantee you, they smell blood.
Yeah. Well, you've talked about it. This is a team with no margin for error. So when they relatively easy play is there to be made and then not made, it puts you behind it.
It's just so hard to overcome anything that, whether it's a penalty or a drop or anything, this group is not built at this point, and especially with Braylon being as limited as he is, it's just everything is so difficult. And when you continue to kick yourself penalty wise or drops, that's when it becomes that much more difficult to overcome, and it feels like everything is weighted down on you. And when you fall behind by 18 at home to Northwestern, you need to get something positive going. And unfortunately, even though the drive had good promise, we're sitting here and it's still 21-3.
With the Wildcats back on offense, Ben Bryant 12 of 15 through the air, 116 yards, two touchdowns. Cam Porter, he's been good all the way around, picking up blitzes, 9 carries, 59 yards. The Wildcats 8 out of 8 on third down compared to 1 of 5 for Wisconsin. Mordecai is 10 of 14 for 114 yards, and really should be 11 of 14.
At least. Yeah, I think Tanner has been fine. You're a one-dimensional squad right now. The run game is non-existent. 7 carries for 8 yards?
Yeah, that's it.
7 carries for 8 yards?
Well, they had, 27 in the first half last week against Indiana.
Northwestern, 17 carries for a 106. Mm-hmm. You want to know why it's 21-3?
Yeah.
There you go.
Fickell talked about that the last few weeks. As much as the game appears to be, is changing schematically, it's still run the ball, stop the run. That's exactly what Northwestern is doing, unfortunately, for Wisconsin today.
Unfortunately, indeed.
So you want to call for a turnover here?
Somebody should. I'll leave that up to you. But, yes, we've been searching and searching for something big, and we need it soon.
Calling for it on this possession.
Let's do it.
A.J. Henning in motion to the left on first and 10. Bryant back to throw. Looking, has time, fires it deep, left side, wants Henning, and he makes the catch inside the 40 of Wisconsin. Hunter Waller on the coverage, a terrific catch from the former Michigan Wolverine, A.J. Henning, and the Cats have it at the Wisconsin 37-yard line.
What a
one-handed catch.
Wow.
Reaching out with that left hand, that's exactly what A.J. Henning did. Double wide to the left. Cam Johnson slot left. Motions to the right. Ryan takes a snap, hands off to Porter over the right side, inside the 35, and brought down by Wohler. Porter almost broke away. So Wohler takes him to the ground at the 33 of Wisconsin, a gain of 4, second and 6.
Again, missed tackles. Nothing is changing. There's still way too many missed tackles. Hunter did a nice job of coming in and getting him, but 4 yards on first down, that's what every offensive coordinator is looking for, keeping it normal down a distance so that you can keep this third down streak going, which Wisconsin has been struggling with the last couple of weeks.
4:18 left in the half, 21-3 Northwestern. Second and 6 of the Badger 33. Here's Lausch, Wildcat QB, runs it around the left side, and he gets drilled by Gio Paez. Maybe a yard for Jack Lausch, sophomore out of Chicago. And it'll be a third down, and they'll place just inside the 33 of Wisconsin. We'll call it the 32. Third down and 5-plus change.
Yeah, Gio did a really good job of kind of riding down the line and then not just wrapping up it, but bringing a little something with him. You can hear the pads popping up here. That's the kind of energy we need.
Third and 5, just outside the 32 of Wisconsin. Henning in the backfield. A toss to Henning off the left side. Henning inside the 30 to the 25. And yet another third down conversion for Northwestern. Hunter Wohler makes the stop as the Wildcats are now 9 out of 9 converting on third down.
Just a simple little toss crack. You end up pulling out your left tackle. He seals off the nickel back and good patience, running, kind of getting it, putting his foot in the ground, and continuing this ridiculous third down streak.
3 minutes and counting left in the first half. With the Badger 23-yard line, snap to Bryant. Badgers bringing linebackers up the middle. Jometta hits him as he throws and trying to scoop it off the turf, but unable to do so was Jason Matry. Very close to an INT just inside the 15 of Wisconsin. That was Jometta forcing that wounded duck of a throw.
Get those hands under it. No.
Nope. Tried to get those hands under the ball and just scrape it off the ground, but he couldn't do it. Second and 10 Northwestern at the Wisconsin 23.
Yeah, Jometta just came, shot in there, and was able to get the ball up in the air and gives Wisconsin an opportunity. Unfortunately, it skips off the turf before we could.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Second down, handoff camp. Porter bangs his way inside the 20-yard line at the 19. A violent collision there, and it'll be a third down at about 6 at the 19 of Wisconsin with 2.5 minutes left till halftime, 21-3 Northwestern.
I don't know. Can we reverse jinx a reverse jinx? I don't know what we need to do here. I brought it up 100 different ways. They're 9 for 9. Let's get a stop.
They say 3rd and 7 at the Wisconsin 20. Trips to the right. Bryant takes a snap. Rolls right, throws left. Marshall Lang at the 20-yard line. Gets a block to the 15, to the 10. Ridden out of bounds by Wohler along with Jometta. Make it another third down conversion for Northwestern.
Rolled out right, a really well-designed play. They had their left tackle kind of go down too, and then they just peeled the tight end back. Wisconsin only had one guy out there. The left tackle for Northwestern did a good enough job of holding him off, and Northwestern picked up yet another third down.
1:45 left in the half. Wildcats already leading by 18. They have a first and goal at the 8. Henning slot to the right. Anthony Tyus, the running back. Cam Johnson wide left, motions right, hand off. Tyus up the middle, inside the 5, and Peterson drives him down at the 1. And there's a penalty marker. Yeah, penalty marker down near the Wisconsin sideline at the 10.
It's got to be something formationally. Came right at the snap, so hopefully we weren't lined up offsides.
There's Jerry McGinn. We'll wait for his call.
Nickel shift on the offense. Two players moving prior to the snap. Never getting set. Repeat the down.
So it'll be first and goal at the 13. Northwestern 10 out of 10 converting on third down here in this first half. That is ridiculous. That was your term, right?
It's
Crazy.
I think last week, the first half down in Bloomington was very similar. The second half obviously got better and it kind of evened itself out. But Northwestern, you said coming in, what were they? Third down wise? It was
39.
Now they're 100% today.
A bit of a double dip opportunity here for Northwestern. Remember, the Cats deferred, and we'll get the second half kickoff.
I forgot him. Thanks for bringing that up.
Other than that, the play was great, Mrs. Lincoln. A minute 29 left in the half, 21-3 Northwestern. First and goal at the 13. A.J. Henning in motion to the right. Three receivers right, one on the left. Knee-high shotgun snap to Bryant. One pump, throws deep right corner. The end zone incomplete. Sails well beyond the reach of Bryce Kurtz. Right corner of the end zone. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. Make it second and goal. Northwestern at the 13-yard line with a minute 24 left in the half. Iowa's kicked the field goal. Hawkeyes lead Rutgers 3-0. A little less than 3 minutes left in the first half in Iowa City. Second and goal at the 13-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Snap to Bryant, looking right, throwing right side. High pass incomplete, intended for Kurtz. Coverage from Ricardo Hallman. A rare bad ball from Ben Bryant. Third and goal at the 13.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've seen he has been on, his accuracy has been really good. That was not a ton of pressure there, just kind of a sail to throw, which Wisconsin needed, because now, all right, third and 13. All right, 10 for 10, the point we continue to pound home, but obviously we're at a position here at third and 13 to protect, not allowing a touchdown here and trying to force Northwestern into a field goal attempt before the half.
Johnson and Henning come out to the left, and now the Badgers will use a timeout. First charge timeout of the half for Wisconsin. A minute 20 left in the first half of play. 21-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, and unlike last week, I thought we came out a little bit, the energy wasn't there, and then all of a sudden it kind of turned on. Well, that has not happened yet. And we have tried to bring pressure. Northwestern has had the answer in that. We've bluffed and sent guys back. They've run the football. They've thrown throwback screens. They have been a step ahead of everything we, as Wisconsin's defense, has been trying to do. So I give Northwestern a ton of credit, on top of obviously the disappointment so far, if you're a Wisconsin fan, about where this defense is at, because I don't know if I've seen this before,
no,
where it's been this efficient. And it hasn't been third and one and two. It's been third and five plus.
Here we go. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Bryant takes the snap, back to throw. Now he'll pull it down, trying to run, and Ben Barton makes the tackle at the 10-yard line. Finally a stop on third down. Clock running, 1:08 left in the first half, and now the Badgers will use their second timeout here, trying to just save some clock with 1:06 remaining in the half.
Thank you, Ben Barton. Hopefully you can build off of this now and give it a couple extra seconds. I think Luke was trying to get that timeout earlier. Because now, hopefully hold him to it'd be great for a missed field goal, but that was needed because we're leaking a lot of oil. And whatever other analogies you wanted to say, lug nuts, everything else, whatever it is, hadn't been good. You could change the tone here if you're able to go down and get some points just to feel a little bit better about what has been just an absolutely atrocious first half.
We put a little bit of time on the clock, a minute 10 left in the half. Jack Olson, who this year is 11 of 12 in field goal tries, his only miss was from 54 yards away. That was at Nebraska. A chip shot for him, 28 yards, just inside the left hash mark. Snap ball down, kick is in the air, and the kick is good. With 1:06 left in the first half. So a 3-touchdown lead for Northwestern. 24-3, the Wildcats. Talk about efficiency. That has been the name of the game. Ben Bryant, 14 of 20 for 169 and two touchdowns. And after converting on their first 10 third down situations, the Badgers finally were able to stop Northwestern on a third and goal at the 13 And then Olsen bangs through the 27-yard field goal. An 11-play, 68-yard drive that took 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Yeah, thankfully they had that illegal shift, because otherwise they were down. They had picked it up all the way down to the one. And so they shot themselves a little bit there, and that's what Wisconsin has been doing for a vast majority. But you can look at a ton of things, and the third down is by far the stat of the game so far. But I look at the rushing as well. Coming into it, I really felt like Wisconsin's O-line and run game needed to get going. They have not, and Northwestern has just been the more physical, better football team throughout this first 30 minutes of football.
Henry Helms, a kick in the air, again hit it short. Return chance, Anthony, right side 12, 15 across the 20. Anthony across the 25 and is tackled shy of the 30. So Wisconsin has one timeout available, 61 seconds left in the half. 24-3 Northwestern. Mordecai 10 of 14 for 114 yards.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is you're not getting enough reps at this. Tanner's been fine. You said 10 of 14, but we're not getting enough looks, and that's because you can't get off the field on the other side of it. You don't get the same reps and time of possession and everything that goes along with it.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Jackson Aker, the running back. Mordecai, quick shot right side. Skyler Bell catches, steps out of bounds at the 30 of the far side on a gain of 2. That was the 22nd play from scrimmage for Wisconsin. Northwestern has snapped it 42 times on offense. That's what happens when you convert on third down the way Northwestern has.
Try to find a positive stat right now. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, good luck. Three receivers left, two on the right. Mordecai back to throw. Shuffles left. Now shuffles right. Throwing. And that is caught by Bryson Green. Stopped just short of the stick by Garnett Hollis at the 37-yard line. Clock running. 45 seconds left in the half. Third down and one, Wisconsin. Aker is the running back. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai to throw. Four-man rush. Tanner over the middle. He goes. Caught by Will Pauling. First down, Wisconsin. That'll stop the clock to move the sticks. 35 seconds left in the half. First and 10, Wisconsin at its 45-yard line. Mordecai gets him back up to the line of scrimmage. Clock is running. Tanner back to throw. Looking, sets, throws through the hands of Skyler Bell. Incomplete at the 45-yard line of Northwestern. That stops the clock. 27 seconds left of the half. Second and 10, Wisconsin at its own 45.
Yeah, that was a catchable ball as well. I mean, it was a little bit high. Tanner maybe sailed it a little bit, but here you're sitting here. You still have one timeout, 27 seconds. Go down here. We need to get position, at least attempt a field goal, try to get a little bit of positive mojo going into this second half.
Bryson Green out wide to the right. Three receivers to the left. Mordecai to throw. Three-man rush. Tanner steps up. Now he'll pull it down. 45. Mordecai to the 50-yard line. Gets 5. And the Badgers will use their final timeout with 18 seconds left in the half. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
They put a second on the clock, so 19 seconds left in the first half. 24-3 Northwestern. The Badgers have a 3rd and 5 from the 50, and they are now out of timeouts.
Yeah, the protection has been pretty good. Even with this drive there, Tanner, they dropped a bunch into their zone. They're not going to obviously give up big plays. And Tanner, at this point, you love to be able to make sure you can get 10 or 11 if you're going to scramble. But instead of taking a sack, instead of doing that, Tanner picks up 4 or 5 yards. But now, no timeouts. You're going to need to get up. You get this first down, you need to get up, get there, spike the football, and give yourself a chance to maneuver this last 19 seconds.
All right, slot left, slot right on 3rd and 5 at the 50. Back to throw, Mordecai. Three-man rush. Tanner looking, throws to the left, and it's through the hands of Vinny Anthony at the 42-yard line of Northwestern. 4th and 5, Wisconsin. 14 seconds left in the half.
I don't know what, I mean, you're going to punt here? Certainly looks that way.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think the fans like it.
I kind of get that impression.
Sense it.
Atticus Bertrams is on. A.J. Henning is deep. Ball at the 50 where it's 4th down and 5. Snap to Bertrams. And the kick is in the air. It sails over Henning, and it will dribble into the end zone with 6 seconds left in the first half. So the Wildcats came to town with some confidence. Tosh, you were saying that just even in their warm-ups, well before the game, they just, whatever that's worth, the look about them, it caught your attention,
it didn't did. It? Yeah, I'm down there breaking news before the game and then just walking around, and you just hear, and I have not seen this. I've done this now. This is our, what, ninth game. Mm-hmm. And they're out there, they're ripping their shirts off, and I'm not a big fan of all that, but the energy that they brought, you sensed it, and it has definitely parlayed itself into what we just saw this first half.
Wildcats will go ahead and take a knee. They'll get the second half kickoff, and the first half has mercifully come to an end. Wisconsin took the opening kickoff, drove down the field to a Nathaniel Vaco's field goal, but it's been all Northwestern ever since. We're at the half in Madison. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report.